Dear members of our scientific council, dear colleagues, friends, dear guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and pleasure to open 127th session of our scientific council. And I would like to say that there are not only the members of scientific council, there are a lot of our guests, and one of the reasons for that, especially that yesterday we had a very important international symposium, which was named as the challenges and trends of the strategy of development of modern physics. It was very useful for us just in discussion of landscape on which we will consider our long-range strategy of development of our institute. So we will glad to have all our guests here in our room. So by tradition, I will ask Chief Scientific Secretary Alexander Zorin, who will inform us about the arrival of members of council. So please, Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, in announcing the list of participants, let me by tradition omit the titles of position in this presentation. Faisal Azayas, South Africa. Цеп Телдорж Баатар, Монголия. Каталин Борча, Румения. Мячеслав Будзинский, Поланд. Луиза Чифарелли, Итали. Анна Дубничкова, Словакия. Борис Викторович Гринёв, Украин. Пьетро Фре, Итали. Сидни Галес, Франц. Пауло Джубилино, Германия. Михаил Гнатич, GNR. Гончиндорж Хухенху, Монголия. Сергей Яковлевич Килин, Беларусь. Георгий Лавриашвили, Джорджия. Анджело Маджора, Итали. Сергей Афанасьевич Максименко, Беларусь. Левон Григорьевич Мардаян, Армения. Виктор Анатольевич Матвеев, GNR. Дениш Лаеш Надь, Хангари. Небойша Нешкович, Сербия. Иван Падрон Дес, Кюба. Игорь Повар, Молдова. Элиезер Рабиновичи, Израиль. Валерий Анатольевич Рубаков, Раша. Кшиштоф Рушек, Поланд. Мишель Спиро, Франц. Хорст Штокер, Германия. Чавдар Стоянов, Болгария. Георг Стратон, GNR. Румен Ценов, Болгария. Михаил Валигурский, Поланд. Иван Вильгельм, Чех Репаблик. Максим Владимирович Здоровец, Казахстан. Геннадий Михайлович Зиновьев, Украина. Amending the session as ex-official members of Scientific Council are members of the Directorate of GNR and directors of GNR laboratories. It is my special honor to welcome plenipotentiaries of GNR member states. Stanislav Dubnička, Slovakia. GNR Program Advisory Committee are represented by Marek Levitovich, France, Denis Lajos Nagy, Hungary, Itzhak Tsiruya, Israel. Experts, speakers and guests invited to participate in the session are Grigory Vladimirovich Trubnikov, First Deputy Minister of Science and Higher Education of Russia. Maxim Danilov, Maxim Nikolaevich Danilov, Head of the Urban District Dubna, Russia. Дмитрий Фурсаев, Дмитрий Владимирович Фурсаев, ректор of Dubna State University, Russia. Thank you for attention.
Thank you, Alexander. It It's my pleasure to give a floor to co-chair of our Scientific Council, Professor Katalin Borcu. Please.
We enter into our agenda, which is rather crowded today. First of all, I'd like to ask you about the draft program of this session that you have in your materials. Do you agree with the program of the session as it is proposed in your documents? Somebody against? Abstentions? If not, then we can proceed. Thank you. Our traditional report of the direction that opens the de facto the work of the Scientific Council will be presented by our director, academician Matveev. Please.
Dear colleagues, dear chairman of our meeting, so by tradition I present report by Directorate of GNR, and first of all, of course, we'll pay attention for informing on decisions of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries, meeting of which took place in last year in Hanoi, Vietnam, on 25th-26th November. Now, I will tell about some maybe highlights of the recent GNR achievements and some information give about organizational activities and latest important events in brief. In fact, there are a lot of information, but try to be as short as possible because many important topics in our program. So, first of all, I'd like to say, as it was in on the Committee of Plenipotentiaries, to say shortly about what was really special in past year, 2019. First of all, it was proclaimed by UNESCO as the International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, and due to the 150th anniversary of Mendeleev's periodic law of chemical elements, and GNR was one of the key participants of the international events of this international year. I will tell about that later on. Next, it was a year of completion of construction and start of commissioning of booster of the NICA complex, and it's getting to installation of the superconducting MPD magnet into the NICA collider hole at the heavy ion beam intersection. It was year of commissioning of five photodetector clusters of the Baikal GVD deep underwater detector, which is nowadays, it is the largest deep underwater neutrino telescope in the northern hemisphere, which has effective volume 1/4 of cubic kilometer. And also, it was a year when joint program of GNR and Institute for Nuclear Research of Russian Academy of Science, coordinated by the Ministry of Science and Higher Education of the Russian Federation, was worked out. It was a year of finalizing draft of the long-term development strategy of GNR for the period till 2030. You will hear at this session report on that by Boris Sharkov. And it will be serve as a basis for the next seven-year plan for the development of GNR for the next seven-year period from 2024 to till 2030. It was a year of launching GNR Dissertation Council that for the first time in the GNR history have got the right for independent conferral of academic degrees of degrees in physics, mathematics, and technical sciences. Let me say about SOPSNA Committee of Plenipotentiaries. Agenda of this committee you may see on this slide, including, of course, a report by Directorate. It was a consideration of the draft budget of GNR for the year 2020, and also contribution, draft of contribution of member states for years from 2020 till to 2023. It's a prognosis, of course. It was presented by Deputy of Financial Department, Mikhail Vasilyev. We consider the draft of budget for the use of special purpose funds of the Russian Federation, provided in accordance of with the agreement between government of Russian Federation and GNR on the construction and exploitation of the Nika complex, also pecadantic rings for heavy iron collider beams for the year 2020. It was presented by Kikiridze Lednitsky, and at this session we also will have talks on that, so I will try to be as much as possible short presenting highlights on the Nika development. Also was presented at this committee draft strategic plan for the long-term development of GNR. So it was some discussion about that, so now you will hear at this session details of that and new form of this draft. We considered membership of GNR Scientific Council, measurement of rejuvenations of GNR Directorate. It was given by, presented by myself, and also we heard talks, scientific talks presented by Vietnamese colleagues. What concerning director's report, Committee of Plenipotentiaries took note of the report presented by director on the progress of implementation of GNR plan of research and international cooperation for year 2018 and approved the recommendations of 125th and 126th sessions of Scientific Council. Also approved the GNR topical plan of research and international cooperation for this year 2020, and approved GNR budget for 2020. Committee of Plenipotentiaries commended the work done by the GNR Directorate implementing the Megascience Nika complex. It commissioned the Directorate to establish an international committee for the analysis of expenditures and schedule for implementing the Nika complex project, and submit the result of a comprehensive analysis of the project implementation with recommendation to the General Directorate at the Committee Plenipotentiaries session in March of this year. It's a very important task, and we will hear some information about that. The committee endorsed the plans for the first experiments at the factory of super heavy elements, which is now ready for work. The committee took note of the successful continuation of work on construction of the Baikal Deep Sea Neutrino Telescope. Better to say, deep underwater neutrino telescope. It welcomed the preparation of a draft agreement between Russian Ministry of Science and Higher Education and GNR on cooperation and a joint work on the construction of the Baikal GVT Neutrino Telescope and on participation in experimental studies in the field of high energy neutrino astrophysics, neutrino astronomy, and neutrino physics. Committee acknowledged the new results achieved in condensed matter physics studied with IBAR-2 spectrometer complex, as well as activity, which was important for development of the concept of a new fourth generation neutron source for GINR. Committee of Plenipotentiaries took note of the information about the decision of the government of Republic of Uzbekistan to resume full participation in GNR and its readiness to fully implement its obligations in accordance with the GNR Charter, as well as about the appointment of the plenipotentiary of Uzbekistan to GNR. In accordance with the GNR Charter, it was recommended that the plenipotentiary of Uzbekistan submit for consideration at the next Committee of Plenipotentiary session in March 20, proposals on the financial conditions for resuming full participation of Republic of Uzbekistan in GNR. Committee of Plenipotentiaries commissioned the GNR Directorate to study the possibility of associate membership in GNR and to submit relevant proposals for consideration at the next Committee of Plenipotentiaries session. For the preparation of the draft document, a working group of representatives of the Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Kazakhstan, Poland, Romania, and Russia will be established, and at CERN representatives will be invited to participate in that as a consultant, because they have very big experience on that and could give very valuable advices. Now, about the NICA status and financial issues connected with this project. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries approved the budget for the use of the special purpose funds of the Russian Federation, allocated in accordance with the agreement between government of Russian Federation and GNR on the construction and exploitation of the NICA complex of superconducting rings for heavy iron colliding beams. Now, if to sum this funding which came first according to this agreement between GNR and government of Russian Federation and from the corresponding national project signs for the year 2020, it's about 5,004 million of rubles, very big resources given to us additionally to the GINR budget. So today at this session also we'll hear the presentations and talks by Vladimir Kikilidze and Richard Rednitsky on status of NICA, status of NICA complex and financial projects. Now, about the long-range strategy plan. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries heard and discussed the report of draft strategic plan for the long-term development of GNR presented by Director and Vice Director Boris Sharkov. It commissioned the GNR Directorate to send the plan for consideration to the GNR plenipotentiaries until the 1st March of 2020. Before we will be ready to send them that draft of the plan, we very much hope that we will have possibility to discuss this draft at this session of Scientific Council. And also, by the way, yesterday we had, as already mentioned, international symposium about the challenges and trends of strategic development of modern physics, and it was served as a landscape for those considerations about our strategy plan for GINR. Now, very important questions. I was asked by Committee of Plenipotentiaries to prepare and present at Committee of Plenipotentiaries some information about the measures which present directorate takes for rejuvenation of the GNR directorate, especially having in mind the next period of development of the GNR Institute. So, and I made this presentation, and Committee of Plenipotentiaries took note of information presented by me on the search for promising candidates to be recruited as members of GNR directorate with a view to rejuvenating it and getting more prepared for active work to implement the ambitious goals of the 7-year plan for the development of GNR in period of 2017-2030 and further, including the context of the preparation of the strategic plan for the long-term development of GNR until 2030. And Committee of Plenipotentiaries accepted the proposal by Director to introduce the rule of announcing the vacancy and the new election of the GNR director at the March Committee of Plenipotentiaries session of the year preceding the year of completion of the office of the current director. According to this rule, the announcement of the new elections of GNR director have to be done at the coming session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries of GNR in March this year. And the elections itself will take place at the session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March of the next year. Before that, the rule was that announcement about the new elections has to be done in November. So we consider that has to be about 1 year period for discussions of the new director and preparation for that. So I think it is right. Then, Committee of Plenipotentiaries supported the proposal by GNR director to invite Grigory Trubnikov, presently the first Deputy Minister of Science and Higher Education of the Russian Federation, who expressed a strong intention to return to work in GNR. In the presence of Grigory Vladimirovich, I think his presence a proof that this strong intention was really not. So to return to work in GNR, to the position of the first vice director of GNR, with an assignment to him of mandate and responsibility for heading the management of the Nika Mega project and of major coordinator of preparation for the program for future development of the institute and for implementing the coordination functions of the institute administrative director and until his approval in this position in accordance with GNR rules by the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March of this year. So committee took note of the intention by myself to nominate Grigory Trubnikov, taking into account his knowledge and experience for the position of the director of GNR in the next elections in March of 2021. And the statement of the plenipotentiaries of Russian Federation in GNR, Minister Mikhail Katyukov, who was minister at that time, of his readiness to support in accordance with the GNR charter the nomination Grigory Trubnikov to the position of the director of GNR in the next election of the director. Of course, colleagues, I would like to say, must to say, there can be other nominations for the coming election of the GNR director on the basis of the competition within the rules of the GNR charter. Then, we have considered the question at the Committee of Plenipotentiaries, membership of Institutive Council. We have a rule of rotation, etc. So, and also we had very strong advices of our committee. So we have to invite also and have in our roles, let's say, ladies. And we were happy to really to look around, and we have invited Ursula Bessler from France and CERN, Switzerland, and Anne-Isabelle Etienne-Nevre from Saclay, France, became a members of GNR Scientific Council. So we sent them this invitation, and very much hope that a next committee, at the next session of Scientific Council, they will be present among us. So, and also, I have to inform you that Behzod Yuldashev, as nominated by the plenipotentiary of Uzbekistan, so became also the member of Scientific Council of Institute. So at the next September session, we hope we will have him in our roles here. Committee of Plenipotentiaries heard the scientific reports presented our Vietnamese colleagues. First from Vietnam Academy of Science and Technology. Today, tomorrow, the first talk presented by Tran Tuan Anh, Vice President of Vietnam Academy of Science and Technology, and a talk named Current Status of R&D in the Atomic Energy Field and the Project of a Research Reactor in Vietnam, proposed by Tran Chi San, President of VinAtom. The committee appreciated the proposal of the GNR director to establish a special working group for developing a plan of cooperation between Vietnam Academy of Sciences and Technology and VinAtom and GNR to support the project of a new research reactor in Vietnam with corresponding research program. Committee, of course, have to say it's appreciated, expressed gratitude to the organizers and to the plenipotentiary of government of Vietnam for the high quality preparations and conduct of the CP session in Hanoi. It was really very well organized. It was very successful work of Committee of Plenipotentiaries. But I would like to say that we have a chance to pay tribute to one of the very famous Vietnam scientists who is now honor president of Vietnam Academy of Science and Technology, academician Nguyen Van Hieu, who started his career as a young theorist in this institute under working together with Nikolai Nikolaevich Bogolyubov. So we presented him a special diploma then at some meeting, so it was really very right down. Now, we usually give information to committee and now scientific council, so on publication activity of GNR with its membership states and other countries in variety of research areas and in comparison with GNR. So, and you may see on this slide ANAHAP, so it's data, publication data for GNR in a period of from 2013 to 2019, and just for the last year, 2019, and below comparison data for the last year with GNR comparing with CERN. We really consider it very important to compare, let's say, somehow estimate effect, activity of in a sphere of publications. So with CERN, so and you may see this data, but we're using this for analyzing our also our really scientific ties with members, scientists from member states, from associated states, and from other countries. You may see a really very wide picture, very wide scientific ties with scientists of all the world, not just with members of our institute. Also, we use this data to analyze this activity, publication activity within 7-year period, and also in different areas, research areas. Of course, it has to be. I need the time to describe it, but it will be. It can be found in materials of these sessions. So, and you may see it in more attentively. But for example, we comparing our publication activities in GNR and CERN also in terms of fields of research. So, and we see that in some areas we have very good activity comparable with CERN, in some even bigger, but it is only demonstrate that we are in an origin a multidisciplinary institute. So while CERN is more concentrated on a high energy physics, the particle physics, so it's very interesting information, but it needs a time to use this for analysis. Try to share about my major highlights of GNR research activities. Especially because at this session you will see presentation of recommendations of just past winter program advisory committees on particle physics, nuclear physics, and condensed matter physics, which will be presented here by their chairman, whom you may see here, Professor Nagy, Levitovich, and Professor Tsuruya. So I will try to be very short, not to double the information given. So very shortly about NICA complex. I was already told that there will be talks by Vladimir Kikilidze and Richard Rednitsky. So just one slide to show. You may see that by the yellow color, it is indicated the element of complex which is now under assembly, which in preparation to the commissioning, and booster is in such a position. And just maybe one slide which will show status of work on NICA. On NICA complex and booster, da? And we have already some, let's say, testing start of booster system. So, and also very shortly to say that we increase the participation of organization in member states and other countries in this project. So, international composition of collaboration increases, and this is a very positive sign. But now I have already mentioned that now, when the NICA project is entering in a phase of active realization in the basic configuration, the NICA project supervisory board has been decided to form, which we call NICA Cost and Schedule Review Committee. Already serious work was done for construction to establishing this committee to work with the potential members of that, and now we achieved such a list of members which is approved now, representative by to the watch body of NICA project, which exists because of conditions of agreement between Russian Federation government and GNR. So Fernando Ferroni, professor, agreed to be a chairperson of this committee. Also, positive answer gave Frederic Baudry, Luisa Cifarelli, Joachim Mnich, Lechizar Kostov, Eliezer Rabinovich, and Leonid Kravchuk. So, and next Monday, February 24, 25, and 26, 3 days, this committee will work in our institute. So, and we very much hope that they will give us the real picture of status of NICA project and its problem if there is. So, and if to just to say mandate of the committee is to advise NICA board on all matters related to the baseline cost estimate for tracking period, project cost performance, a baseline schedule for tracking project performance tool that project team currently uses and plans to use to monitor the cost and schedule performance, and special emphasis will be put on critical reviews on the funding profile and related risk for the project. Very important task. Very shortly about, of course you already know and I mentioned that last year was proclaimed by the UNESCO as International Year of the Periodic Table. So, and the Institute participated in all international events connected in that. And first of all, starting from the opening ceremony, which took in place in headquarters of UNESCO in Paris, and then we had our own international symposium, which has been called "The Present and the Future of the Periodic Table of Chemical Elements," and many other international events. In conclusion, participation in the closing ceremony of International Year of Periodic Table in Tokyo, 5th of December this year. You will hear one of the moments of this closing ceremony when representatives from different institutes presented, you see, their contribution to the opening of new elements of periodic table. But at the time of inauguration of this factory of super heavy elements, there was many already pictures shown on that. So Yuri Salakovich is a scientific head of this project, so made a talk about the program of the first day experiments at SHE factory, and which has a main goal, yes, to find answers on problem of existence of new elements 120, 119, and to fulfill this task beyond the factory of super heavy elements, which was successfully put into work, to receive necessary licenses to work, because it's really such a area of activity which needs really very rigorous licensing. And so we received all necessary, and we started, one of the documents was, as you may see, received on 19th March of next year, next 18th June of this year, and now in very end of last year we received the last necessary license, which, by the way, open gave promises to permitted to work in manipulations and use active actinide target materials, operating DC to 180 cyclotron, operating of gas field separator and other experimental setups, operations with nuclear waste, maintenance of equipment, etc. So we received all necessary licenses, and it is very good result. Those who work in this area understand how important it is. And so already this preparation and real work started, and you see 280 cyclotron received beam of calcium 48 is produced with intensity more than 5 particle microamps, gas field recall separator transmitted efficiency exceeds 45%, there's fulfilled test reactions about and the first experiment, which is americium 232 plus calcium 48 to producing, synthesizing Moscovium as a test, let's say, results which was received before, as a test of which has to demonstrate ability of new complex. And americium target is already prepared, all necessary licenses as it's all received. So we wait for real world results. And today we have to work to elect new director of Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, and a very, very important step. And I would like to say, first of all, we have to give let's say, tribute to those people who achieve the result that now this factory is ready really to work and give new results. So I hope that we will give this tribute to director, which up to now he is director, Dmitry Sergey Nikolaevich Dmitriev. And but it comes to moment at the session. I would like to mention that UNESCO established Mendeleev Prize for the Basic Sciences. Of course, it was maybe some influence of all these international events devoted to the problem of periodic table and successes of scientific research in that area and its outcome, output for other areas of activity of mankind, let's say, and the society. So, and very interesting possibility for that. But last, at last sessions of Committee of Prepotentiaries, there was discussed a suggestion to establish the special prize of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries, which would be given as, I may tell from extract from the protocol of CP session held in March of the last year, chapter 9, to commission the GNR Directorate to study the issue of establishing a prize of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries to award creative teams of GNR staff for ideas of conceiving, design, and successful realization of the large-scale project of development, of developing of GNR world-class research infrastructure, which opens new wide perspectives of the fundamental and applied innovative research and executes at the house. Executed at the highest world standards. So we will consider special proposal to the next Committee of Plenipotentiaries, but we are interested to ask you to give your recommendations for that from scientific point of view. We will. So I, let me say, may suggest you to consider maybe to take such a decision. So on behalf of, I would like to ask Scientific Council to support the proposal to nominate the team of staff of the Fluorov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions under the leadership of Academician Yuri Aganisyan for the prize of the GNR Committee of Plenipotentiaries for the idea, development, and successful realization of the project on the NUC accelerator complex of the Factory of Superheavy Elements as a major achievement in building GNR's world-class research infrastructure, which opens unique opportunities for promoting one of the main areas of GNR research program, the synthesis and study of the properties of the new superheavy elements. So this proposal to you, colleagues. Now about neutrino astrophysics, neutrino astronomy, neutrino physics. So on this neutrino, on this world map, you may see this, where is, there is a Baikal GVD neutrino underwater telescope, which is we hope will achieve at, in future 1 cubic kilometer effective volume. Now there is a most developed is IceCube ice detector on Antarctic, which is now in fact effective volume 0.4% of cubic kilometer, but has in his plans to achieve 10 cubic kilometers, but when it happens, I don't know, but so we need, in fact, for physics, for neutrino astronomy tasks, to have neutrino telescopes which look and all 4P zenosphere. So, and Baikal up to now is the biggest underwater neutrino telescope on the northern hemisphere. So, and just now there is a working joint expedition at Baikal Lake, and the task of this year to install 2 more clusters with 282 optical models each. So it would be really great, new, great step in that. And so somehow disappeared that picture, which says that we, if we do that, we already be on the level, let's say, on even very close to the ice cube effective volume. So, and if we do the same step next year, we will be above the ice cube effective volume, and it would be really great achievements in development of infrastructure. But of course, we need also scientific results from that, and for that we need international collaboration, which would combine their forces to analyze data which now already received from this telescope, and to get scientific results. Already there is a very interesting results, but they require to be analyzed to the end and to be published and talked at the biggest conferences in the world. So we hope it will be done. Of course, laboratory of Zhirepov involved in many worldwide projects on neutrino physics, neutrino astrophysics. So, and but I'm only, let's say, to live through of these slides. It's participation in the, of course, in the Kalin Atomic Station studies and in NOAA in United States experimental complex studies in but and many others I will not show it. But what is interesting, what I would like to say, that because in this laboratory was developed very unique instrument, precision laser inclinometer, which up to now is a has a record best in the world data possibility to analyze tiny oscillations of the surface up to the, let's say, gravitational directions, gravitational force directions. So, and because of that, it was done also for the request of CERN to analyze its usefulness for existing collider, large collider, but now for the its usefulness for the construction of the new 100 kilometers in CERN convents FCC collider. And it's appeared that, in fact, such abilities has been very useful for in detectors for search for gravitational waves. And it was tested. And now we have very interesting information that now in Virgo detector in Pisa, in Italy, it was demonstrated that this inclinometer gives very important information. And we and CERN with us became participants of these unique experiments on searching gravitational waves, and now even collaboration on Virgo detector now having a new run for to use data which they receive in with using precision inclinometers. So it's really very important development in the field of search for gravitational waves. So interesting. So our institute became participants of this fundamental search on a first frontier of fundamental physics. Shortly about condensed matter physics, also, you know that we say about condensed matter physics, but in fact we say about the area of research which carry on in on the neutron beams of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, and there is a many directions, of course, condensed matter physics first, but nuclear physics, there is a user program, which is very important direction of activity, and also we have a work on a new project, SOLCRIS. So it's in collaboration with Jagiellon University in Krakow in Poland. So we, there will be information from our program advisory committees on that. So I will not be dealt on that. So and also we are really seriously working on the project of the fourth generation Dubno neutron source. So also I will just leave through some slides showing a direction of activity on produced by on the basis of user program and self-organized silver 3D dendrites as effective plasmon nanostructures for Raman spectroscopy, neutron activity analysis, and nanoscale effects in lithium air batteries for it's really very now very interesting problem. It attracts attention from many companies in the world and institutions. So and also there is short information about SOLCRIS project, and you may see program of realization for that in time from 2020 till 2025. There is now systematic work in that project, and we hope that it will success. So, combining information received from studies on the neutron sources and using synchrotron radiation is very important for many problems of condensed matter physics. This is just one slide, maybe, but yet I think that committee, program advisory committee chairman will say more. So, and just show one slide. There was unveiling ceremony of the monument for Ilya Mikhailovich Frank. So we pay tribute to our father's establishing institute. Laboratory theoretical physics always sensitive to what director will show about. In fact, our laboratory of theoretical physics, one of the leading laboratory in theoretical physics in the world, but very hard to show what they do. And just as it do very, very, maybe two slides only choose, which just demonstrate also what directions of activity, for example, exist. Particle physics results, mathematical physics, problems, condensed matter physics problem, nuclear physics problem, many others. So, and I think that at some, maybe in September, we on committee of, on a session of scientific council, we will consider maybe talk presented by director of theoretical laboratory, Dmitry Kazakov, who will present maybe more give more developed picture of what is going on in the laboratory of theoretical physics nowadays. So about our laboratory information technologies, of course, the most important thing here is the modernization or development of the Gavarun supercomputer. Their slide shows some presentation, demonstration of that. Some of users, some of universities which interested in, but there are many. I show just one slide. There is just one slide with parameters of this development from, let's say, from 2018 to the left till to second modification 2019. So it's really increase in element basis. So for example, number of computing cores increased, capacity of UDSS and data input output rates, you may see, and it's really increasing ability of the supercomputer. And also I would like to say a lot of pressure we have from users. Now there is international groups, international collaborations in that area for on lattice calculation for solving task of super dense baryonic matter. It's really, this supercomputer gives ability to work effectively in that area of research. Gavarun now serves also for development, for preparation of program of MPD, experimental program. So you may see the data concerning to that. It's really very effective cooperation between laboratory of information technologies and laboratory of high energy physics and the NICA project itself. Some elements may be development will be given Vladimir Kikilidze, I hope, if necessary, but I have no time to consider it, tell about the details. But also, we use supercomputer resources of this laboratory for integration. Serve for many directions of activities, institute, and also in work with CERN, with let's say for big, with the biggest, let's say for CMS first of all, complex collaboration project, and our tier one is ranked second among other tier one centers for the CMS experiment, and more than 300,000 million events were preceded, which account for 20% of the total number of process events and 18% of the total CPU load for the tier one contents for CMS experiments. There are, you see, work in the consortium of other tier one computer centers in the world. So, and we are have very good. Reports about that, so it's really work has to be done on such a level of activity, no 1 second of time has to be lost. It So it's really required from international cooperation, and control of effectiveness comes not from us, but from, let's say, from these international collaborations and such level of effectiveness when you no 1 second can have right to lose. It's very important. And also laboratory makes a lot for education of educating people, young people in this area and from member states and from other countries. And in that sense, we cooperate very effectively with CERN and other wide, big scientific centers. So it's very important direction of activity. Very shortly about laboratory of radiobiology, maybe one of the direction of activity is a search for studying the dynamic of damage formation in neurons, which would be double strand breaks, etc. And one of the element of the studies is development of the new methodics, methods for cancer therapy. We already talked about that, but there is a new data also received in cooperation with biggest new biggest national medical research center and Moscow Regional Clinical Research Institute, etc. So it's already very active work together with medical specialists and medical big medical centers for studying effectiveness, potential effectiveness of combat using of radiations with special farm preparates for the purpose of cancer treatment. Also, such a work in laboratory of radiobiology goes together in close cooperation, close connection with most professionalized areas. I'll say, for example, this one of the conference took place in October last year for conference radiobiological basis of radiation therapy. So, fundamental research also and special task development of methods for medical therapy of oncology diseases. It's a really important task, this combined work. Our educational center, or university center as we call it, plays important role in our activity, and you may see, of course, area of this work, but just a few slides I will show you. For example, programs for university students, just one of the many slides which can be shown. International student practice, and in stage 4, so 3 weeks in December, there was 25 participants from Egypt took place in that work. So, but there was many of such a stages. International Scientist School at CERN, so it's one of the elements illustration of our cooperation with CERN in this direction of work. So special programs for school teachers, and also we participate in a number of very important science festivals, and also concerning with outreach activities, which nowadays is very important. And our leading scientists take place very actively in all this direction of activity. So, and also we especially have a special studio for preparing video lectures, video materials for virtual laboratories, multimedia educational resources, remote practice, etc. So it's very now demanded by many universities, and it's very important task for us. Already told you in the beginning that since 1st September, we use our right to work for dissertation councils of our institute, and already 3 PhD theses were defended on the new in framework of new rules. 2 of them is from Mongolia, and it was very, 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 very good dissertation. So I'm very glad to congratulate our Mongolia colleagues. So, and 7 more theses already prepared to be submitted to this dissertation council. And so we will give them diploma of the new new kind. You see, there will be an institute Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, it would be on this diploma. So it would, and we think that this will be developed and also will be useful also for member states of our institute. Also, you know already that we have established GNR postdoctoral research fellowship program. There was a lot of time, some time spent on preparation, but now it is working, and our international committee, which considers suggestion for that, so is working, and now you may see on below on this slide, and I should announcement posted at the GNR website and published in CERN Courier, Physics World, Nuclear Physics, etc. And application receipts up to now, say, with Bexelbaum Laboratory, 6 applications, Institute Laboratory, 4 applications, Frank Laboratory, 4, Laboratory Radiation Biology, 2, etc. It started to work, really, so we hope that it will give new possibility to attract talented people from outside world and will be given to new rights and possibilities to realize their desire to contribute to fundamental science. So very shortly about the budget. On the Committee of Plenipotentiaries was presented our preparations for the planned budget for this year. It was presented on this Vasilyev Mikhail Petrovich, Deputy Head of Financial Department. And you may see, first of all, to the right, it's budget for 2020 and prognosis for the 3 years ahead, more or less on this small increase, which was put inside in plans, about 2.5% growth of annual growth. But of course, beyond of that, it would be beyond the 2023 year, there will be already new 7-year period, and we have to work preparing that. But it will strongly depend on how we will accept the new long-range strategy of our institute. So, and concerning the origin of income and what we, where to direct our spendings, but maybe very shortly just leave through your show breakdown of expenditures by consolidated items this year and for breakdown which in fields of research, etc. But let me, before that, personnel is up to now only 38.8% from the total budget, but we see nowadays very important task, increase the payments for specialists, because we are in a realization, now in process realization of really mega science projects like NICA or Baikal Lake, etc. So we have to prove Committee of Plenipotentiaries necessity to increase level of payment for specialists, first of all. And I already told you that yesterday we had international symposium challenges and trends in strategic development of modern physics. So it's really served us to discuss so many world programs, which is now sort of a landscape of for our own long-range strategy plan. So, and we will see at this, we'll hear a presentation by Boris Sharkov about this draft, which then after using your recommendations, so will be developed further and will be presented to Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March of this year. So, very shortly about latest events in brief. We have very active international discussions, activity, visits, and it's possible to say details about each of them. So, but just maybe give you impression about this activity, just living through this. So, this about progress of Uzbekistan status. There is this documents, decree of government of Uzbekistan, and later on behalf of government of Uzbekistan to our institute, which says that government of the Republic of Uzbekistan expresses its willingness to participate in the work of GNR, accepts the provisions of the GNR charter, and is ready to fulfill all obligations of the GNR members. Very important statement. So already plenipotentiary representatives, plenipotentiary of Uzbekistan already determined. It is academician Yuldashev, who is the president of Academy of Sciences of Uzbekistan. We know him very well, so, and we wait him at the Committee of Plenipotentiary in March. He's presenting proposal, concrete proposal for returning and conditions for going to the full size participation in GNR. Also, we increase partnerships in INICA projects. Now it's in slide shows in Mexico. 7 till 20 October, there was visits to Mexico and was signed a number of memorandum of understandings with the 5 Mexican universities. It's very, very important task and really increase collaboration, international collaboration for MPD, etc. Serbia, we're developing our cooperation with Serbia, and now we are glad to see, to have in our committee of, at our session, scientific council session, representative from Serbia. So, and there's a number of slides we show signing of roadmap at the meeting in Serbia. Document was signed by Vladimir Popovich, Secretary of Minister of Education, Science and Technological Development of Republic of Serbia. So the roadmap highlights its readiness to full membership within 5 years and increase the annual contributions, etc. So it's really very, very positive development of that. So, and South Africa and GNR, new initiatives under discussion. So we heard at this international cooperation, international symposium yesterday, very interesting presentation by the director of ETA laboratory, and it really says there are a lot of many directions of joint activity. It's very important. It's very important associate membership for us and for South Africa. So, some slide about. Committee of cooperation with Armenia took place in October last year in Armenia, so with very important visits to different laboratories also, and one of the point is using our precision laser and inclinometer for some seismic studies at Armenia, very important development. So we had very high level visits to Dubna by Honorable Secretary of French Academy of Sciences, Katerina Brenchiak. By the way, we used her presence also to visit and ceremonial opening of new Jean Taylak Alice Tretiak, which we call in по-русски. This was very important step in development of our scientific ties with France. And on 12th November, we have signed memorandum of understanding between University of Nottingham in England and GNR, took place in embassy of United Kingdom. It was very important event, and we are developing further out our cooperation. So, and GNR, BMBF in Germany, agreements and joint declaration of intent and implementation was signed on 12th November with Professor Dietz, and we further developing illustration, and on 6th February of this year was exchange between signed agreements on cooperation between GSI FAIR project and NICA GNR project. So it's really great illustration of our permanent and continuously developing cooperation in our area. So some illustration visits of governmental representatives of GNR member states from Vietnam, from Republic of Serbia. We had first visit of delegation from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on 4th December of this year, and already this year, 5th February, we had a visit from Embassy of India, and we have developing negotiations with government bodies of India for associate membership. So, and also on 11th December of last year, I would like to announce you that we have meeting, joint meeting of the Presidium of Scientific Technical Scientific Council of Rosatom. It's very Ghost Corporation of Russian Federation and Extended Directional Institute, which discussed our cooperation, potential cooperation of Rosatom in our institute in solving problems of our long-range strategy development. For example, first of all, of course, participation in solving some problems of NICA complex, also for super heavy elements factory, where one of the important tasks is to have possibility to receive materials for targets. Would be very important step in support of our program. So from Russian side, in spite we have very good and working cooperation with our American colleagues, so and also in development of project of a new pulse reactor facility in Dubna, last fourth generation neutron source. So Rosatom may play very, very important role, including working with materials, special materials for taking them from Dubna, and also we know it could be done also with using budget money of Russian Federation, which would be very useful for us. There are some moments of signing this agreement. It was very important meeting. Also, I would like to use chance to announce you some very positive news. November last year, we had a General Assembly of Russian Academy of Sciences, and there was a procedure of election of new members, and at this session assembly, Vladimir Kikilidze was elected as a corresponding member of Russian Academy of Sciences, and Igor Mishkov as a full member of Russian Academy of Sciences. And these elections results in the evidence for recognition of scientific significance of NIGA Mega Science Project. It's really very important, by the way, moral support of our program. And also, very pleased to say that at the same General Assembly, DG of Director General of CERN, Fabiola Gianotti, elected as a foreign member of Russian Academy of Sciences. Also, I am pleased to announce that 7th of February of this year, Yuri Slakovich Aganisyan received very interesting so-called Demidov Prize. It is Ural. It was this prestigious ceremony. It was history of Ural. So Demidov is a famous name in Russian history. So and it was done in Sverdlovsk region, in the town Yekaterinburg, city Yekaterinburg, and diploma awarded to Demidov Prize laureates in at this special festive. And let us congratulate Yuri Slakovich. Does he with this prize? It's really, it is because great respect for our colleague and for results of work. So very pleased to say that. And thank you for your attention. Thank you, and excuse me for taking too much time maybe for this talk, but there is so many materials.
Thank you, Viktor Anatolievich, for this comprehensive report. Now, this report is open for discussions, and you are invited to address questions and comments. Please, Michel.
Thank you, Viktor. I start. I am sure that many others will join with me to thank you and to congratulate you for this very informative and impressive report. It was really great. I notice that in your report on the activities of Guyana in 2019, we clearly see the focus that we wanted to see on the super heavy element factory, on NICA, on the global neutrino detector, gigaton neutrino detector in Baikal. These are the three focus, and clearly this is apparent in your presentation for the activities in 2019, and I am sure that this focus will bring its fruits very soon. This is very, very great. I just also noticed these recommendations from the Committee of Plenipotentiary to rejuvenate the management of GIANA. I can only concur with this recommendation. I would add to be careful also to the international character of GIANR in the appointment of the management of GIANR. And last but not least, you can guess, I would invite you also to try to reduce the gender gap in the management of GIANR. Thank you.
Thank you for being also very attentive to all, let's say, even soft by recommendation, but you as a member, so, and of course we have to have in mind, so we have to have more ladies first of all, let's say, because really, really is to see in the world, to see, and we have many potentially already made steps. It's very important for us because it gives our work more effective, you know, also, and also for, because we have to more young, more active, more modern people in all areas, of, from the laboratories up to the directorate of that, and more representatives from member states. So we're working on that, and so all advice and direction would be understood. And
thank you, Faisal.
Yeah, thank you, Victor. May I add to what Michel just said about your presentation? I think GIANR now, through your report, is kind of example for many facilities in the world, because just look into the budget distribution. It's very rare to see something like this. I mean, only 38% of the budget is for HR, for personnel. Yes. The amount of the part of the budget allocated to instrument renewal project is impressive. That's the best sign of a healthy organization. Thank you.
Other questions, please?
We may also discuss it during the coffee break also.
Yeah, please, Ivan Wilhelm.
Thank you. Thank you, Victor, for your report. I think that it was in tradition that it was very not only comprehensive, but very illustrative. And thank you for all the presentation of the results obtaining in last year. My special attention was due to the not very new, but the program for the coordination with the Russian Federation of GIANR and Russian Federation. I think that it is it is not completely new, but very, very important with respect to the fact that it is the hosting country and it is the lot of benefits belonging to the Russian Federation. It is from this fact that it is the hosting country. Do you think that it is possible to develop something like such program with another country of the member states or with the European Union or maybe with another body over the world, not only for the Russian Federation?
Thank you, Ivan, for that question. It's really a very important task, of course. What if to say, let's return to the question of, let's say, additional measures for Russian Federation government to support GIANR. It's in many senses follows by the scientific character of institute, because when our government of Russian Federation see that we are really international, we receive, let's say, expertise and decisions work out on the international basis, so it's rises, let's say, belief, and that's we are moving the direct direction. So first of all, very important that to you as a scientific council for, let's say, having, but of course, we already understand and have discussion with some representatives of some other countries, and for example, with Poland, now we have already some project which is now realized on a territory of Krakow, but also we see that we now working in, let's say, in Kazakhstan, development of their nuclear bases. So we see, and it's this example by Russian government gives an example how it can be done, not just, but of course, for each member state, it has to be done maybe by special preparation what's using, but we have to demonstrate usefulness for them, increasing participation in the budget of GNR.
Some other questions? May I ask one? I was very interested by one of the last line of your report concerning the Rosatom. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, maybe I'm wrong, Rosatom is also a funding agency. And therefore, I wonder how much this can support or can add to the budget of GNR following this line. Thank you.
I think maybe we have to discuss here not direct funding contribution to the budget institute, but using their budget for solving problems which would be important for us. For example, after when Yuri Aganisyan suggested, let's say, to propose collaboration with Rosatom in a sense, producing super heavy elements for the target in experiments on the factory of super heavy elements. So Ghost Corporation took very seriously those suggestions. Also, institutions of Rosatom who would like to participate, increase their participation in fundamental studies. So they work out establishing some national projects which will work for us also, for preparation of super heavy elements, for targets, for etc., for some other things. So, and this may be more right direction. So they will receive. Use their budget and also budget maybe for some other government funding, but for solving problems which give support really our programs. So such a sort of contribution at least.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, for example, we have a problem. Say for example with some materials which is used in new transceivers, which has really a special purpose. That has to be the origin of this. You say. Guarding, etc. So, and we have problems to take them off the institute and preserve. But for us, it would be, if to do by us, it would be very expensive. It would be very complicated, etc. Because we national. But they already stated they are ready to took those tasks on themselves and use their resources, etc. So, and this is already a very big contribution to. So
excellent. Thank you.
They will help us in many cases when we will decide the problems of, let's say, liquidation of the neutron source existing when it will come to them, and also for building new neutron source. For example, if we really will choose the project with using Neptunium, without Rosatom it would be possible. So.
Another question that I have, you mentioned Dubna having the habilitation to give the title of Doctor of Science. This is valid for the Russian candidate and doctor for both titles?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't. Yes, candidate doctor, but we now in English we call it PhD and let's say full doctor of science or let's say, so it's for both.
Thank you.
And also we are ready to use maybe special conditions for some member states which maybe have different systems. So I think we have now ability to discuss and solve such a problems because those bodies which supervise, let's say, do we use our rights correctly? So we have very positive attitude to us from those bodies because they consider us as a maybe a pilot project, let's say, in that sense. And I have already suggestion, by the way, in different directions. Some suggestion of from plenipotentiaries of some countries, of member states, that they are ready to work with their bodies, governmental bodies, which supervise such things, for they will already make a decision on recognition of our diploma as their diploma, etc.
Thank you. Some other questions, please?
Please.
Coming back to budget figures you showed, do you think 2.8% for international relations is enough? To me, it seems ridiculously low.
I know what you want.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. International cooperation, 2.8%. This means that you keep your people just here at home, do not give them possibilities to present at conferences, to travel and things like that.
I understood your questions. I will tell you that you may see here so-called unallocated reserve funds. What does it mean? Why they unallocated? Because we have in our, let's say, strategy, now work rules, let's say, each member state has a right to use 12% of their budget contribution for funding special projects, so-called cooperation GNR with the organization of those countries, 12%, and 8% is a grant of plenipotentiaries of that country for support of, let's say, special events like conferences, school, etc. So in general, in total, 20% of the budget contribution, which is used under decision of plenipotentiary and a special committee of cooperation. Those funds are not distributed from the very beginning of the year, say, because they are now shown here as unallocated reserve fund. But in fact, most of those resources can be added with international cooperation 2.8%. So in fact, answer such a way.
Some other questions? Comments? I don't see. So thank you very much, Viktor Anatolievich, for this report. For continuing our work, it is useful to establish now two working groups according to the task that we have on the agenda. One is an editing board for the draft resolution of our session, and the second one is a committee for the election of the director of Fleurov Laboratory for Nuclear Reactions, and for voting on the endorsement of the appointments of deputy directors of the Laboratory of Radiation Biology. For this purpose, I will kindly ask Alexander to present a proposal for the members of these committees. Please, Alexander.
Thank you. The following members of Scientific Council have kindly agreed to be in this committee. Editing committee. Nebojša Nešković, Paolo Giubilino, and George Lavrirashvili. In the committee of election, Faisal Azadayt, Gonchun Dorj Hu Hen Hu, and Sergei Yakovlevich Kilin. Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to ask the persons which were cited here if they agree to be part of these committees. No objections, so we go forward. I recommend them to say gather into one group, especially for the reduction of the of our resolution. Now, for the moment, we finished the first part of this morning, and I propose to take a coffee break of 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.